Could you hear me now? Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna start again.
Okay. So the Mishnah says, "Mavoi shehu gavoa lamala masri mama yamayit." So the Mishnah says that a mavoi that's higher than 20 amos, you have to lower it. So there are two different types of mavois. There's a mavoi sasum and a mavoi mufulash. When the Mishnah is talking about a mavoi sasum, which is closed off on three sides, and so that if it's higher than 20 amos, you have to lower it. Rabbi Yehuda omer eino tzarich. Rabbi Yehuda says you do not need to lower it. V'haracha me'aser amos yemayit. And if the mavoi is wider than 10 amos, you should make it less. Why? V'mishal tzuras ha'pesach. And if there's a frame, afal pi shuracha me'aser amos, even if it's higher, even if it's wider than 10 amos, ein tzarich lemayit, you don't have to lessen the width. So we have this debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim on the surface, which seems to be a debate simply about the height. It seems on the surface that there's no argument about the width. It has to be 20 amos, but not more than that. But the height has to be, the Chachamim say, if it's that it has to be lower than 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says it cannot be lower than 20 amos. Tan Hasam. So we learn over there where there's a Mishnah which says the following. Sukkah shehi gavoa lamala masri mama psula. A sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, so it is pasul, it's invalid. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So it seems to be the same debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding sukkah. That just like by sukkah, the Chachamim say it has to be lower than 20 amos, and the Rabbi Yehuda says it can be higher than 20 amos. So it seems to be parallel, this halacha about sukkah and the crossbeam for a mavoi, the height of the crossbeam of a mavoi. The Gemara says, Maishna gabe sukkah tani psula v'gabe mavoi tani takanta. So the Gemara asks the following question. Why is it that when it comes to a mavoi that said, according to the Chachamim, if it's higher than 20 amos, so what does the Gemara there say? The Gemara says, yema'it, you should lower it. In other words, it's a way to fix it. However, when it comes to sukkah, so there it says, if it's higher than 20 amos, it's pasul, it's invalid. Why does it use a different lashon? So the Gemara says, sukkah doraisa tani psula mavid rabbana tani takanta. So what answer is? That because sukkah is a doraisa, it's a mitzvah mina Torah, so we use the lashon of psula, means invalid. Mavoi, which is the lashon, which the allowance of the korah is midrabanan, it's rabbinic, so they use the lashon of takanta. It says yamaid as opposed to pasul. Another answer, you boy say ma doraisa nami tami tani takanta. And you can also say that sometimes when the Torah tells us to fix something, if someone says it's not good if it's like this, and you have to fix it, it uses a lashon of takanta, fixing, yema'it. Ba'ela, sukkah dinafishin mile, pasik vitani psula, mavi delo nafishin mile, tari takanta. Sukkah, where there is a lot of halachos, and like you have to do a lot of fixing, like there could be a lot of problems with the sukkah. Like if it doesn't have, I don't know, three walls, the sun is more than the shade. There are a lot of laws. So it just, the lashon of psula means that like, there's so many halachos which can make it possible. Rather, mavoi, the lo nefishe mile, there are not a lot of halachos when it comes to mavoi. So therefore use the lashon of takanta that you simply have to fix it. So now Gemara is going to explain now what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. We're going to explain the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Again, why did the Chachamim say that the crossbeam, if it's higher than 20 amos, it's pasul, it's invalid? Whereas Rabbi Yehuda say that it's not invalid. So the Chachamim, lo limaduha ela mipischo shel hecha. So the Chachamim who hold that the crossbeam that's higher than 20 amos is invalid, they learned it from the opening of the Heichal. What's the Heichal? The Heichal is the Mikdash area. Again, I don't know if some of you have art schools, if they have pictures of this, but basically the Mishkan was made up. But again, if anyone has any questions, you can obviously clarify questions. You can unmute and ask me. The Mikdash had sort of two parts to it. They had what's called the Heichal. The Heichal is where the menorah, the Shulchan, and the Aron were, right? The Kelim of the Mishkan. That's one area of the Mikdash. That's the Heichal. And then you have the Ula, which is an antechamber. And the antechamber was this like more, it wasn't as long, but it was much wider. Okay? So you know, when you walked into the Mikdash, you first walked into the Ulam, and from there you walked into the Heichal. So the Gemara, Rav initially wants to say that the debate between Rabbi Yehud and the Chachamim as to what an opening is, or what's considered a legitimate opening, is based on, are we learning the Heichal as the precedent, or are we learning the Ulam as the precedent? So the Chachamim lo lemaduha elami pischo shel Heichal. The Heichal, which was the chamber of the Mikdash where the Shulchan, Menorah, and Aaron were, so the opening there was 20 amos high. So 20 amos, that's called a Pesachet opening. More than that, that's not considered a legal Pesachet opening. V'Rabbi Yehuda lo limada ela mipischo shel ula. And Rabbi Yehuda, though, he learned that from the opening of the Ulam. The Ulam was higher than 20 amos, and it was still called the Pesach. Ah, so if the Ulam, this antechamber, was higher than 20 amos, and it's still called the Pesach, so what do we see from here? That even something that's higher than 20 amos can be called the Pesach. What's interesting is, you might have argued that their debate is simply, you know, maybe if it's something is so high, it's not, you know, you can't see the crossbeam. But what we're saying is, we're looking for legal definitions of what's a legal Pesach. What's a legal Pesach? I just want to point out practically, like in Oceanside, that in Wedgwood, so when we look at some of the areas where we use, let's say, between the houses, if something is pasket alocha lamasa, if there's an opening that's more than 10 amot, which is about 17 feet, so then we call that a pirza, that's a breach, and you need some kind of fence, some kind of what we call like a tsuras ha-pesach, like a frame or something. Most of the houses, let's say in some of the Wedgwood area where we keep where the borders of the Eruvar, between let's say you have a house and another house and let's say you have a fence or something between them, very often the opening is not more than 15 feet, and sometimes they're only 10 feet, and we call that a legal Pesach, because this is more in depth in terms of Hilchos Erevin, but my point is that we're saying here is that the opening, I mean, here we're talking about the height, but also the width, like there's the height we're saying here is 20 amos high, and the width is 10 amos wide. That's what we're saying here, and we're learning it from where? From the Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda lo lamada ela mipischo shel ulam. And he's saying we learn it from the ulam. Did not pischo shel Heichal govo esrim amos v'rachbo esar amos. That the height of the Heichal was 20 amos, and the width was 10 amos. And shel ulam, but the antechamber gavoha arboim ama v'rachbo esrim ama was 40 amos high and 20 amos wide. So ushnei mikra echad darshu, and both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda take their position from the same pasuk. Why? Because the pasuk says regarding shechting a korban shlamim, the pasuk says ushchato pesach o amoed, that they shecht the korban shlamim, the peace offering, by the opening of the ohel moed. So we see from here that the pesach of an ohel moed is called a pesach. So, but the rabbis disagree as to what place in the mikdash is parallel to the opening of the ohel moed of the mishkan that was in the desert. So we're trying to find what's the legal definition of a pesach. The rabbanon savri, because the rabbanon hold kedushas heichal lechud, Ukedushas ulam lechud. The Rabbanan hold that the parallel to the Mishkan in the desert was the Heichal. That's its own separate Kedusha, and that's parallel. So the opening of the Heichal is called a Pesach. But the Kedusha, the sanctity of the ulam, the antechamber, so that's different. So only the Heichal is parallel to the Kedusha, to the sanctity of the Ohel Moed of the Mishkan in the Midbar, v'chik siv, and therefore, when the Torah says Pesach Ohel Moed Ahechal Ksi, when the Torah says the opening of the Ohel Moed, so what is that referring to? That's referring to the Heichal. The Rabbi Yehuda Sava, but Rabbi Yehuda holds Heichal Ve'ulam Kedusha Achas He. The Heichal and the Ulam is one the same level of Kedusha. V'chiksi Pesach Ohel Moed Atar Vayehu Ksiv. And when the Torah says Pesach Ohel Moed, it's going on both of them. And therefore, the Kedusha, the sanctity of the Ulam, is comparable to the sanctity of the Mishkan. And therefore, the Pesach of the Ohel Moed is parallel to the Pesach of the Ulam. And the Pesach of the Ulam is called the Pesach. And that had what? That was 20 amos high. So that's
Rabbi, what Rabbi, excuse me.
Yeah.
In the Mishkan, there was no Ulam in the Mishkan.
Correct.
So how did you say that the Pasuk is referring to the Ulam also?
What we're saying is, we could be saying, so you have something, you have an Ulam that didn't exist in the Mishkan. So your question is, so that's the debate. Do we say that since it didn't exist, so that doesn't have the same Kedusha, or do we say that anything is in the same structure, even though there was none in the Mishkan, but since it's still part of the same structure, it takes on the same Kedusha, the same holiness. That, well, I think, is the best.
The words Pesach Ohel Moed do not include an Ulam. So the Chacham, I understand as far of the...
Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says that all of the Avoda, let's say all of the Avodas that are done in the Heichal, there are kosher, you can do them in the Ulam. They do have the same Kedusha. So since they have the same Kedusha, so maybe the Pesach could also refer to that as well. So the Gemara says, Ibai Seiman, if you want to say, L'Rabbi Yehuda Nami Kedushas Ulam L'chud, Kedushas Heichal L'chud. So the second answer is more like what David
wants
to say.
That's why probably they have the second answer.
Okay,
it's
I don't know.
Why you have the second.
Okay. So V'hacha Haidu Taimed Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the reason, Rabbi Yehuda? D'chsiv El Pesach Ulam Habayis. The Navi says explicitly, Pesach Ulam Habayis. It refers to the opening of the Ulam as a legal Pesach. And a legal Pesach is 20 amos high. I say it's 40 amos high. So V'Rabbanan, so how would the Rabbanan respond to that? Ihava Kasav El Pesach Ulam Kidikamar. Yeah, had the Navi said Pesach Ulam, so I would agree with you. That's called the opening of the Ulam. But Hashidikhsiv El Pesach Ulam Habayis HaPasach LeUlam. The way you read El Pesach Ulam Habayis, the intention means the opening of the bias, the opening of the Heichal, which is the Ulam. In other words, you reread El Pesach Ulam Habayis, meaning we're speaking about the opening of the Heichal, which is the bias that is open to the Ulam. So he's saying the way you read the Pasuk, El Pesach Ulam Habayis, you don't read it as the opening of the Ulam. You read it as the opening of the bias, which is the Heichal, which is the Ulam. So it's a little different way to read this Pasuk. In any case, that we have this debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether the Ulam, it seems, whether the Ulam is used as a precedent at this stage of the Gemara for the a legal Pesach. If it is, then you can have higher than 20 amos. If it isn't, you can only have a 20 amos high Pesach. The Gemara then says, ask, V'ha ki ksiv high b'mishkan ksiv. Yeah, but isn't this Pasuk, I mean, this is sort of, I guess, what Dave was saying. This Pasuk was said by the Pesach Ohel Moed. It was only said by the Mishkan, Pesach Ohel Moed.
Yeah,
the Mishkan
that's
didn't,
what Rashi says.
Right, the Mishkan
what Rashi said was that's...
Right. The Mishkan didn't have an Ulam at all. So the Gemara says, it's not a problem. Ashikhan Mishkan de Ikre Mikdash, or Mikdash de Ikre Mishkan. Yeah, but they're interchangeable. Mishkan is sometimes called Mikdash, and Mikdash is sometimes called Mishkan, and their laws are similar. The Ilote Mahachi, because if you wouldn't say this, Had Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that which Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Shlamim Sheshechatan Kodem Psichas Dalsos, Hahechal Psulim. The halacha is, so you can't just bring, you have to bring a korban shlamim. That's a peace offering. You have to bring it in the morning. You can't bring it at night. But when can you bring it? Only after the doors of the heichal were opened. The heichal, again, the heichal is the inner area of the mikdash. That's where the menorah, the shulchan, and the aron were. And if you brought a korban shlamim, if you shechted, if you slaughtered a korban shlamim before they opened the doors of the heichal, then that's invalid. Shenemar ushchato pesach o'amoy. The pasuk says that you have to shecht the korban shlamim by the opening of the o'el moed. So what do we see from here? That bizman shepsuchim velo bizman shehein ne'ulin. That shchita, shechting the korban shlamim is only kosher, is only valid at a time when the doors of the mikdash are open and not at a time when they're closed. But wait a second. Yeah, but that pasuk is said what? About the Mishkan. How do you know that that halacha also applies about the Mikdash? Ella, you must say, Ashkan Mikdash de Ikre Mishkan, or Mishkan de Ikre Mikdash. So obviously, these laws are interchangeable. That we find that the Torah calls the Mikdash Mishkan, and sometimes it calls the Mishkan Mikdash, and they are interchangeable. The Gemara just wants to clarify, where do we find the source that a Mikdash is called a Mishkan, and sometimes a Mishkan is called a Mikdash, and therefore their laws are interchangeable. So the Gemara says, Bishlam a Mikdash de Ikre Mishkan dichsi v'nasati Mishkani b'sochachem. The Torah says in Vayikra Chavav, I will place my Mishkan amongst you. So Hashem is promising Klal Yisrael that if they follow the laws of the Torah, he will build the Beis HaMikdash in their borders, and therefore he's referring to the Beis HaMikdash as a Mishkan. Ela Mishkan de Ikre Mikdash Menalan. How do you know that the Mishkan is sometimes called a Mikdash? Ilema Midichsiv, if you want to say that when it's written in the Torah, V'nasu HaKahasim Noseh HaMikdash. It says the Kahasim, who are the Kahasim? So they were, the Kahas was a child of Levi, and the Kahasim carried the Mikdash, and so V'hekima Es HaMishkan Ad Boam. So we see that since they carried the Mikdash, so what must that mean? Obviously they didn't carry the, what does it mean? They carried the Kalim of the Mikdash. So what must that mean? That the Mishkan is called a Mikdash. The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Hahu ba'aron k'siv. So this pasuk is talking about the Aaron, right? The B'nai Kahas. They were the Moshe and Aaron came from Kahas. They had the primary role of carrying the Aaron. Maybe that's why it's called a Mikdash. So Ella mehacha ve'asu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. So rather, we learn from the pasuk v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. So we see from there that the mishkan, that's in Parshas Truma, that the mishkan is referred to as a mikdash. So again, the laws are interchangeable. Now, we saw the following. Again, we learned in the Mishnah that the opening of a mavoi that is permitted with a lechi or a koreh cannot be wider than 10 amos. I was going ahead of myself, and I was talking about the Pesach and a Pirtza. In other words, at some point, an opening is too large that it's no longer called a Pesach, an opening, but it's like a breach. So we so far, the Mishnah, we've discussed the opinions of Rabbi Huda versus the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that the highest area of the Mavoi to permit a crossbeam is 20. And that's the Chachamim. Rabbi Huda says it can be even more than that. It could be even higher than that. You know, presumably based on the Ulam, which was 40. So now we're going to talk about, the width. So, Bein l'Rabbanon, Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, Leilfu mi Pesach Shar Hechatzer. So, it seems that according to the Rabbanon, that they learn that the halachos of the opening of the Mavoi from the opening of the Heichal, and Rabbi Yehuda, who learns it from the Ulam, so it seems, why can't the opening be wider than 10 amos? That's the Gemara's question. Leilfu mi Pesach Shar Hechatzer. So what's the Shar Hechatzer? So that's the courtyard of the Mishkan. So the courtyard, and the Torah says very explicitly, it talks about Pesach Shar HaChatzer, the opening of the Chatzer of the Mishkan. In other words, the Mishkan, you had the Mishkan in the desert, and let's say you had a structure, and then you had outside the structure, you had, let's say, the outer Mizbeach, and then you had a gate. You had like a bunch of curtains around it. You had a whole, you know, a bunch of curtains around it, 100 by 50 amos. What?
The Kloyim,
right. How do they translate that? Curtains, no?
Yeah, curtains.
Right. So it says, Le'ofel mi Pesach Shar HaChatzer. We should learn from the Pesach Shar HaChatzer. Dichsib, because what does the Torah say? The Torah says, Orech HaChatzer Me'avama V'rochav Chamishim B'Chamishim. In other words, this structure of the curtains was 100 by 50 amos. Again, an amos is between 100, 1.5 and 2 feet, depending on your debate. V'koman, the height was chamesh amos, and it was 5 amos high. Okay, so we see from here that the width of the chatzer of the Mishkan was 50 amos. Uchsiv v'chamesh esrei amos kloim lakasef. Uchsiv lakasef ashenis. So it seems that there were 15, on the width side, the curtain was 15 amos on one side, 15 amos on the other side. So that's a total of what? That's 30, right? And the Gemara actually, continues the question. Ma lahalon chamesh berochav esrim. Okay? So if on the width side it was 50 amos, and you have curtains on one side for 15, curtain on the other side for 15, so then you had, and the height was 5. So an opening is what? 5 amos high and 20 amos wide. Afkan, chamesh berochav esrim. So here the width should be 20 amos. Why in the Mishnah does it say if the opening is more than 10 amos, then it's pasul, then it's no good, or you should lessen it? It seems, if we're looking at the Mishkan as precedent, the Pesach Shar HaChatzer is legally defined as a Pesach. So the Gemara responds, Pesach Shar HaChatzer, Ikre, Pesach Stamalo Ikre. Yeah, we want to know the legal definition of a Pesach. The Pesach Chatzer HaMishkan is called Pesach Shar HaChatzer. That's like an opening of a gate of a courtyard. That's like maybe an outer type of Pesach, the opening of a gate. Fine, that's a Pesach Shar. Maybe that's longer. But for our purposes, for a Mavoi, we're only interested in what's the legal definition of a Pesach, so you can't learn from the Pesach Shar HaChatzer. There's another answer the Gemara wants to say. If you want to say, Kiksiv Kloim Chamesh Esrei Amos Lakosef, Begova Hu Dichsiv. Maybe when the Torah says that the curtains were 15 Amos, it's not talking about the width. It's talking about the height. So in other words, it was 15 amos high, and we don't know the width. The Torah doesn't tell us the width. So you cannot prove that it's a total of 30 amos wide, based on the two 15 amos kloim. Maybe it simply means that it's 15 amos high, but Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be true. Gova v'haksi v'koma chamesh amos. Doesn't it say that the height was 5 amos? How can you say that it was 15? It says, no, hahu misfas mizbeach ulamalo. So maybe when the Torah says that the height was 5 amos, it means 5 amos above the upper edge of the outer mizbeach. How do we know that? The outer mizbeach was 10 amos high. So according to the second explanation of the Gemara, the klaim were 15 amos high, which was 5 amos higher than the top of the Mizbeach. Okay? Now, the Gemara is now going to ask the following question. The Rabbi Yehuda, Mipischol Shel Ulam Gamar. Wait a second. Does Rabbi Yehuda learn, we're saying Rabbi Yehuda learns the legal definition of a Pesach from the Ulam, right? He learns it from the Ulam and not from the, Heichal. So if that's the case, v'hatnan v'haracha me'eser amos yema'id v'lo polig Rabbi Yehuda. So wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah only disagree about the height. They don't disagree about the width. It seems from our Mishnah, back in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that according to everyone, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if it's wider than 10 amos, then it's no good. You have to shrink the width of the Pesach. But wait a second. If Rabbi Yehuda learns the legal definition of a Pesach from the ulam, then what should it be? It should be 40 by 20. You should be able to have a 20 amma wide, a 20 amma wide Pesach. And the Mishnah, according to the Mishnah, he only argues on the height and not the width. So Amar Abaye says, you're right. In our Mishnah, he doesn't argue. But Polig Bibraisa, he argues in a Braisa. Titanya, so there's an explicit braisa which cites the opinion of the Rabbanan, which says that you have to minimize if the width is more than 10 amos, you have to minimize it. And Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to minimize it. But the Gemara says, wait a second, let him argue. So why didn't the Mishnah cite the argument as well? Why isn't the Mishnah bring the argument of Rabbi Yehuda regarding the width? Why only regarding the height? And the Gemara answers, Palig Begova v'hu adin l'rachba. I guess the Mishnah was trying to be a little shorthanded, and they're just saying that, well, obviously, if you know, once you say that Rabbi Yehuda argues on the height, he obviously argues on the width. I guess like we would know that if we understood the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Once you understand the basis of the debate, so then presumably you know that he would debate not just about the height but also the width. Obviously, I'd rather it be clearer, and the Braisa is clearer. But apparently, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnah, once you understand why they debate about the height, you understand why they debate about the width, and therefore you don't have to write it explicitly. So the Gemara then asks, Va'akati. Rabbi Yehuda, Pischa Shel Ulam Gamar. Does he really learn from the opening of the Ulam? Bahatanya, Mavoi Shugavoa, Master Mamma Yamayid, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. So we have this Braisa, which says that a Mavoi that's higher than 10 Amos, you should lessen it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Kasher, even if it's higher than 20 Amos, Ad Arba'im Vachamishim Amma. Even if it's up to 40 or 50 Amos. Vatani Bar Kapara, Ad Mayan Bar Kapara says, it could even be as high as 100 Amos. So now, we're going to challenge the position that Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Ulam based on this Braisa. Bishlam ala Bar Kapara. All is well according to Bar Kapara. That's a guzma. When Bar Kapara says that it can be up to 100 amos high, that's just an exaggeration. Nothing is that high. But really, it's only 40 amos. Ela la Rabbi Yehuda my guzma. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no guzma. As according to Bar Kapara, he's just saying that as an exaggeration. But really, it can't be more than 40 amos. Rabbi Huda, what did this Braisa say? You have until 40 or 50 amos. Bishlama, there's no guzma here. Bishlama Rabbi Huda arbaim, gamar mipiskol shel ulam, ela chamishim menale. Why does Rabbi Huda say you have until 40 or 50? Where did you get 50 from? If indeed, that we've been learning until now, for the past 20 minutes, we've been learning that Rabbi Yehuda learns the legal definition of Pesach from the Ula, and the Chachamim learn it from the Heichal. If Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the Ula, so how can he say that you have up to 50 amos high when the Ula was only 40 amos high? So Amar Rav Chista, Hamas Nisa Ati Isei L'Rav. So this Braisa sort of, you know, got Rav to make a mistake. D'Tanya, Mavoi shehu gavoa me'asrim amma yose mipischol shel heichal yema'et. So the Braisa says a mavoi that's higher than 20 amos, and that's more than the opening of the heichal, you should lessen it. And ahu savar midrabanan mipischol shel heichal gamri, and Rabbi Yehuda mipischol shel ulam gamar. He says the following. So it's true that the Rabbanan learned the legal definition of Pesach from the Heichal. And therefore you have 20 amos high, 10 amos wide. Those are your dimensions. Higher than that and wider than that is not legally defined as a Pesach, and you can't put up a crossbeam. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav thought that Rabbi Yehuda and Pesach Shulam Gamar. And Rav naturally then assumed that Rabbi Yehuda is learning the dimensions from the Ulam, Velohi, but that's not the case. Rabbi Yehuda mipischa de Melachim Gamar. He learns it from general openings, which are much higher. So he said it could be even higher. In other words, the debate is much wider than we would have thought. initially we thought that they're both looking for biblical precedent as to what the definition of a Pesach is. The Chachamim say the Pesach is a Hecha, and the Rebbe Huda says the Pesach is an Ula. Now what we're saying is Rebbe Huda says, no, a Pesach is a Pesach. You look out there, anything, any type of whatever people use as a Pesach, so that's fine. As long as there are structures out there, I don't know what the outer parameters are, but as long as you have structures that are out there that are, even if they're large, they have large openings, but they're used as openings, so then your mavoi can be that structure as well and still be called a Pesach. And that's why Kot Rabbi Huda could be even higher than 50 amos. V'rabbonon imi pischal shel heichal gemire, and according to the Rabbonon, if we're learning it from the opening of the heichal, liboy delosus beheichal kaheichal, if you want to say we're really learning it like the heichal, so then you should require, if you really want to say what's a Pesach? A Pesach is whatever the heichal was, so you should require doors. You should require explicit. You should require real doors, because a legal Pesach, a Pesach of a heichal, has doors. Did Alama Tanan, why do we learn Hechsher Mavoi Beishami Omrim Lechi Okora? Lechi Bekora. Omrim Lechi Okora. According to Beishami, all you need a Lechi, and that's the beam, the little stick, that's the little stake in the ground that's right near an opening and a crossbeam. Beishami says you either need that stick in the ground, the Lechi, or the crossbeam. And but why don't you need doors? If we're learning the legal definition of Pesach from a Heichal, you should require doors. So the Gemara answers, Dalsas Heichal litznias ba'amahu davidan. The doors of the Heichal were only, it didn't create the door per se. It didn't create the opening per se. They were done in order to create some kind of privacy, so that they wouldn't see what's being done, the avodah that's being dug inside. But it doesn't come to define it as a Pesach. That's what the Gemara wants to say. And then Ela Meata, Lo Tehene Le Tzuras HaPesach. But if that's the case, if the Chachamim learn that the dimensions of the opening from the Heichal, then a Tzuras HaPesach should not work. Because the halacha is that even if the Pesach is wider than 10 amos or higher than 20 amos, if you have a tzuras haPesach, like a frame, then that works. By the way, that's how our eruvin work, right? You know when you use when we use let's say telephone poles. So what are we doing? We have telephone poles and the wire on top. So the space between the telephone poles is certainly more than 10 amos, right? So there, because you having a tzuras haPesach, so that if you have the entire frame, so that's fine. It also works for a mavoi. I'm probably complicating different halachic categories, but what we're saying here is that this statement that if it's more than 10 amos wide, it's called a pirtza, breach, and not a Pesach. So that can be overcome if you have a tzuras haPesach. And the Gemara is saying, but why should that work? The ha heichal tzuras haPesach havia. The heichal itself had a tzuras haPesach. Afilu hachi eser amos hu deraviach. But nevertheless, it was only 10 amos wide. Alama tenan im yesh lo tzuras haPesach af al pi shiracha meres amos eino tzurich lemayin. Why does the Mishnah say that if there's a tzuras haPesach even wider than 10 amos, we don't need to shrink it? Why is it? If we're learning from the Heichal, then a Tzuras HaPesach should not be able to overcome a breach that's wider than 10 amos. So the Gemara answers, Midi hu taima ela l'rav. We only need to give the reason to justify the Mishnah according to Rav, who says that the Chachamim learned from the Pesach of the Heichal. And to Rav, it's not a question at all. Ha masti le Rav Yehuda lechia bar Rav kame de Rav. There was a story from that Rav Yirmiya taught this Mishnah to Chia, the son of Rav, in front of his father Rav, that if the mavoi has a tzuras haPesach, even if it's wider than 10 amos, eino tzarech lemayit. So apparently he taught this Mishnah to Rav. that if it's more than 10 amos and you put wide and you put the tzuras of Pesach, you don't need to shrink it. The Omar, you don't need to, you know, that's good enough. The Omar le atniye tzarech lamayet. So according to Rav, actually, you would have to minimize the dimension. It can't be more than 10 amos wide, even if there is a tzuras of Pesach. So what emerges from here, where we are in the Gemara, where we're going to leave off today, is the following. That what's interesting is that according to the Mishnah, it seems that at the in this last line of the Mishnah, if you hold that a tzuras of Pesach, you don't have to minimize it, then we're not learning it from the Heichal. Because if we would learn it from the Heichal, then a tzuras of Pesach wouldn't help. Those who hold, right, our Mishnah, which holds that if there's a tzuras of Pesach, ein tzarech lamayit, then you can't learn it from the Heichal. We'd have to learn it from something else. We'll have to see what that is. But if you learn it strictly from the Heichal, then your dimensions are 20 by 10, and regardless of whether there is a tzuras of Pesach. Our Mishnah apparently doesn't learn it fully from the Heichal. So that's where we stop with today.